Welcome back into the press box, and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker and Gene McLean, the Grand Domo of all things relating to the press box and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, talking about, I guess, Gino, is this the closing weekend up at the spa?
No, we got the Travers. They'll go right through Labor Day, Buzzy, and
I got all kind of messed up. I got all kind of messed up because of the early start this week. This year.
They started a week earlier, and what they did is they had officially run on Mondays,
right?
And they went dark on Mondays, and that extended the meet just a little bit farther out, so that they utilized the same number of race days, but just spread it a little bit over a longer period of time.
Okay, so let's go from coast to coast then, shall we?
Yes, sir.
And let's start at Saratoga and go with the Grade 1 Alabama.
What a tremendous race this has carded to be, Buzzy. Mile and a quarter, the 139th running of the Grade 1 Alabama. And really, from pillar to post, this is a stellar group. Maybe the best group of three-year-old fillies since we've seen the Kentucky Oaks run back in May. Just a tremendous field, like I said, from pillar to post. But, you know, it's kind of interesting that maybe the two of the best fillies in the country aren't in here, in Serengeti Empress,
right?
The winner of the Kentucky Oaks, and Ganara, who beat Serengeti the last time out. Those two look to be pointing towards the Pennsylvania, down at Pennsylvania at Parks, the Pennsylvania Oaks, or the Parks Oaks, whatever it's called down there.
Right.
But I think they're probably stretched to the max at a mile or a mile and a 16th, although Serengeti did win the Oaks at a mile and an eighth. I think both of those barns think their best horses, or their best races respectively, are at a little shorter distance. So that kind of lines it up for a wide-open race in the Grade 1 Alabama. I really think it's going to be a fabulous race.
Okay, so you talk about the depth of the field. The question becomes, who do you like? How are you going to play it?
Yeah, the horse I really like in here is Point of Honor, Buzzy. And I think you might get a price on her. Not a huge price. I think she'll be second or third favorite. But Point of Honor is trained by George Weaver. She earned a career-best 91 speed figure last time out. But she beat Eulalie in the at Pimlico early in the year. But she ran second and a closing second to Ganara, who may very well be the best filly we have seen in a long, long, long time. That filly really, you know, she broke a lot of records when running in the Coaching Club of American Oaks on July the 21st. And Point of Honor was within two lengths of that filly. And if she comes back and runs anywhere close to that race, I think she's going to be awfully tough to beat in the Grade 1 Alabama, Buzzy. Getting Javier Castellano in the irons. She breezed 5 furlongs at the Oklahoma training track on August the 9th. Castellano's a 3-time winner of the Alabama.
Right.
And I just think is ideally placed in this race and really just has a tremendous amount of talent. I do think the betting public will make Dunbar Road the favorite, going for Chad Brown. And, you know, if there's a hotter trainer in the world right now than Chad Brown, last weekend there were – he won 3 Grade 1s and a Grade 3 at Arlington Park. So hard to beat Brown right now. But this field is a top field. But I'm going to go with Point of Honor.
All right. So from Saratoga, let's head out west to Del Mar, Seeking the Soul in the Grade 1 Pacific Classic.
You know, this is a really interesting race, Buzzy. You know, some will question whether this is a Grade 1 field, but I think it is, and led by Seeking the Soul, who won the Stephen Foster, the Grade 2 Stephen Foster. Obviously, this horse loves Churchill Downs. He's won the Foster, you know, the spring, and really, you know, he's gotten up in age a little bit, but he's gotten, I think, better with age. And trained by Dallas Stewart, he's traveling all the way to Del Mar for this race, and you know, there's no Arrogate in there or Catalina Cruiser,
right,
or some of those horses that have kind of shown up and shown out in the Pacific Classic in the past. But Seeking the Soul is kind of an underrated horse in my view, Buzzy. He just shows up every single time, and he seems to run his race every single time. I said he's a little long in the tooth. He's 6-year-old now, by Perfect Soul, but he's got earnings of over $3.3 million in a 27-race career. Yeah, I just think he's battle tested and battle worn, and he's gone through a lot of phrase, and the guy just keeps grinding it out, and I think he's going to run a big one out at Del Mar.
Okay, so you think he's going to run a big one? How do you use him?
Well, I think that I'm going to use him over and under a couple of horses in there, Buzzy. One, I think who will run better is Quip. Quip was runner up to Seeking the Soul in the Foster. He's a 4-year-old by Distorted Humor. He was easily beaten in the Foster, but I think he may run a better race in the Pacific Classic. I think you might have to use Pavel. This is trained by Doug O'Neill. He's won more than $2 million in purses. He was a well-beaten second to Accelerate in last year's Pacific Classic. Don't know if he's got the kick to beat Seeking the Soul, but I think I'll use both of them. And there's a horse in here that just, kind of piques my interest, and that's Tenfold. He will get Mike Smith in the saddle. He's trained by Steve Asmussen, a son of Curlin, owned by the Winchell Thoroughbreds. He won this Pimlico Special in June when ridden by Mike Smith, but if he won the Classic, Mike Smith, it would be his fifth Classic win, which would break a tie with the late Garrett Gomez as the most by any jockey in this particular race. I just got a feeling Tenfold might run a big one. He's 8-1 in the morning line, so I'm going to use Seeking the Soul with Tenfold. I'm going to use him with Pavel, and I'm also going to use him with Quip.
All right, and there you go. Of course, all of Gene's picks for the weekend and each and every day, you can find them at only one place. That's the PressBoxLTS.com. And that is our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Arlington Park, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a great weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, Buzzy, and I do want to let you know that Thunder Snow has been scratched twice now. I think just holding out for that big run
gamesmanship
to carry you and him on to greater things. You know, he was supposed to run a couple of weeks ago. He got scratched, pointed toward the Woodward, scratched again. Now we're going to look for a big race for Thunder Snow.